Roger, how was your day?
Definitely a little hectic. I think people being off for so many days has affected their abilities a little bit. But other than that, I mean, it wasn't a bad day.
Ace Gags, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Patrick.
So far, getting close to being over.
Yep, a little bit early to go pick up a part. Now I'm all the way down here by Taps, the flea market, the old Taps flea market.
You're not far from the plant. 9.8 kilometers. That ain't 5 miles, is it?
I'm out here on Wade Hampton, not far from Ken's house.
Plain clothes don't people understand.
Enclosed.
I do hear like going down a funnel if everybody stay in the right lane.
It's a challenge to see how close they can get all the way up to the sign before they have to get over it at last minute.
Many of them don't realize there's a problem.
I hopped out here. I got my next couple of shops are right here together, so I'll be busy for a little bit. Y'all be safe. Hope you have a good trip on in this afternoon. Maybe I can catch y'all later. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
7-3, good luck.
7-3, Patrick. We'll catch you after a while. KN4, DFW.
Good day, Anchkey.
I'm at the welding shop, and it's right there at business 85 and 85. So I left a little early. Got there about 4 o'clock, so I kind of left from there, you know, at regular quitting time.
Okay, coordinate your work errands with end of shift. That way you can leave early and go to run the errand and then just go on home.
You go pick up a battery or something because it's over there on Highway 14 or, you know, going into the welding shop. Works out pretty good.
Bad idea.
I'm gone 20 minutes, you know, early from the plant versus if I do it tomorrow, I'll be gone for an hour.
See, you're just, you're doing the company a favor, realistically.
Because I do it, it works out good for them. A lot of fuel in the company truck, right?
I keep thinking today is Friday, but it is not.
I was thinking, well, tomorrow's Friday, it'll be a good day. But no, it won't be a good day if you thought today was Friday.
Damn, it just throws me for a loop.
Down next week.
The word is, we're good next week. Now, it's a little fuzzy after that.
Better just like throw in some, you know, 4-day weeks, you know, and then that way at least you'll be able to maybe continue on instead of a, you know, a 5-day week and then a 2 or 3-day week.
You know what that is? I really don't get to enjoy them besides just not having people to look after.
Meetings, right?
You don't get out of that. You usually have even longer meetings and it's more planning kind of stuff and not just a regular meeting. Oh, man, it was rough some days. Now, a lot of it's needed. You know, there's things that we definitely get to accomplish that we can on a normal day, but at the same time, it's just like, oh, my God. Here you go, lay down, take a nap. I get all kinds of rumors, like my associates will be walking up to me. Hey, I heard we were going to 8 hours. And I'm just like, I don't know where you're hearing that at, but it is not true, nor have I heard anything to that effect at all.
Well, we start a couple.
Ain't about 8 hours, but I wouldn't be able to leave earlier than anybody else. I'd probably have to stay a little bit longer every day. Kind of like what I do now, where I stay 4 o'clock, but they'll already be gone, which would kind of be good, so I really wouldn't complain too bad.
You think we headed out for Mexican as soon as they get home?
More of like a normal Mexican restaurant where you know you get all the combos and the different meals, or is it like a real Mexican restaurant, like a I guess like a Tex-Mex where it's more authentic?
More authentic. I mean, it's El Matador. They've been there like 60 years.
Supper combos.
my number, or you can just mix and match and everything. But it, you know, if it's only open 5 days or 25 hours a week, and that, and I mean, they're still in business, and that thing will be, you'll be on a wait by 5:30.
I've always wondered, you know, because no matter the name of the restaurant, you go to it and they all pretty much have the same menu. And I don't know how that happens. It's not like a franchise, I won't think, because they're all different names. So, you know, do you ever wonder how all that works? KO4CEF.
It's a, you know, Mexican restaurant, been in the business like 60 years, and I don't think there's a Spanish person in the whole place. It's right there, right after the Walmart on Way Hampton Boulevard there in Taylor, same side.
Out of town around supper time, I'll try to remember.
I miss it. Just like a old stone house.
That's that McDonald's that was right near your house when I was trying to come over that time. I was looking for a big old McDonald's sign and there wasn't one, and by the time I passed it.
There's our little Italian place on right off of Wade Hampton, but it's kind of like down in a hole behind the car lot, and it's really good food, but, I mean, man, you'll struggle to even notice it's there.
The mouth that keeps places like that open and return customers.
Yeah, that comes in El Matador's a regular.
Clientele over the years, people keep coming back.
Her restaurant's rarely ever closed, and they announced they're going to close the whole week of 4th of July next year.
What prompted that decision a year ahead of time?
You know, nobody gets to take a vacation, and it's kind of a slow time of year because everybody's off and everything, and so they just decided to close.
I mean, you know, in all honesty, I mean, that's what we use to get stuff done that you can't normally get done. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you know, they can start ripping stuff apart, pull out fryers or whatever else, and do a lot deeper cleaning they can normally do between shifts or at the end of service. I mean, stuff like that's actually helpful in the long run instead of just trying to run wide open all the time. And, like, you know, you get a break from the place and people can take vacation. That's a good thing, too.
Here where I work at, you know, they have two outages a year, you know, one for half the plant and one for the other half of the plant, about 10 days. And, I mean, they wash everything down from top to bottom.
The way ours works, every July, well, they plant them around all the holidays, but July is usually the big one because we're down for a week, so they get a lot more stuff done. And Christmas shutdown, they'll try to have big projects that they get done because they have 2 weeks to work with. So that's usually where all the construction takes place and everything else is all put off till then.
The days when I work construction, having to work all those holidays.
The downside is they're on the opposite end of all that. Good plan for the weekend?
And I think there's, what, a 70% chance of rain all weekend?
You get too disappointed then, but hopefully the weather will hang on, you know. I wouldn't mind flying my plane this weekend. I'd hope to go either Saturday morning or early Sunday morning.
Yeah, and said if you're going to do it, you better do it early in the morning.
You're about right. And that's what I was seeing on the wind reports was, you know, 8, 9 o'clock, everything's good, and then, you know, as the day starts progressing on, the wind's going to pick up every day. So I'm going to try to go early one morning if I can get up in enough time to be in the field by 8 or 8:30.
Well, I'm pulling in subdivision, so I'll say 7:30. You have a good rest of your drive in and that, and be safe, and I'll look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4, TFW.
7:30, you and the wife enjoy your evening together, and hopefully we'll talk to you in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by for a little bit.
DOS K4MNP. For DOS K4MNP.
J. W84JRJ. 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 W84JRJ.